If you die while waiting for a copyright, trademark, or patent application to be granted, what happens to the application and to your intellectual property? I'm Julie King, an intellectual property business and estate planning lawyer with King Patent and Business Law. Let's look at what happens if you die while you have an intellectual property application still pending. For patents, your estate can continue prosecution, which is managing the application while it's being examined. If the patent is granted, the patent is an asset that can be transferred per directives in your estate plan. For trademarks, if you own it personally, your ownership and any license agreement rights transfer through an estate plan or state intestacy laws if you have no will. And you don't have no will, do you? If your business owns it and the business can keep operating without you, it just keeps going as usual. Copyrights are a little different. Copyright lasts for 70 years after your death, so somebody's going to own the rights. It's up to you to plan for who that will be. Well, how do you protect your intellectual property in estate planning? If you don't make any plans through a properly executed will or other estate planning documents, state law will decide what happens. And properly executed doesn't mean you've just written it down. You often have to have correct witnesses who are not beneficiaries and a notary. So to prevent state law from deciding what happens with your intellectual property, here are some popular ways to have your intellectual property handled properly when you've passed. First, include your IP in your will or trust. Making provisions specifically for your intellectual property in these documents can ensure it goes to your intended beneficiaries. If you use a living trust, the trustee can manage the IP for your benefit while you're alive and easily transition to managing it for the beneficiaries after your death. Second, you can create an IP holding company. A business entity can own and control your rights, making transitions smoother as long as you've designated who will succeed you in any such company. Third, you can just transfer your IP rights. While you're living, you can assign your IP to someone else as a gift or by selling them the rights. Intellectual property law, when combined with good business planning and estate planning, can make sure your IP goes on without you as you'd like. Planning ahead ensures your creativity and business legacy live on. If you found this useful, please like and subscribe to get regular tips on navigating intellectual property and business law issues.